take it to the house. Take it to the house. 305. Take it to the house. Well, we got that vibe. Take it to the house. Slip and slide. Take it to the house. Take it to the house. Take it to the house.
Okay, play video. It ain't no stopping it. SNS and we rock, rock, rocking it. We gon' lock it and do our thing. It's my dream team taking all the rings. I got Trey Plus to beat and Much Guts and a Deuce Pop Pippin' News non-stopping. Lost Tribe to my side just vibing. And JV gon' brawl with me. T-double-D, he off an excursion. Swerving all on the curb with a virgin. And I'm Trina, you heard my name. I'm still the baddest, ain't a damn.
Happy New Year! For everybody who's following this Gregorian calendar. As you guys know, this is the Empower Hour. This is the first episode of 2023. We're going to be blessing you guys. It's going to be exciting. We have the one and only Miss Trish who came back to wrap up the year and to kick off the new year with us. We're going to be sharing our goals for 2023, our thoughts of 2022, and just the well wishes for the community today on the Empower Hour.
I think this is deep.
Welcome to the Empower Hour. We're bringing power to the people because the people have the power. This squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I'm Queen Kaya, joined by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens listening.
Yes. Blessed, melanated, rising, my people. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator. I'm grateful to our ancestors for creating this opportunity for us to be on here this morning. I just ask that the time that we spend on air, let it be very uplifting to our community. Let it be educational. Let it be inspiring. Most importantly, let it be empowering for each and every one of our listeners out there. And I'm sending out that spirit of love. I'm sending out that spirit of light, that spirit of unity, that spirit of strength, great health, peace, joy, and wealth to our community right now. Hotep, amen, and ashe.
Ashe, ashe.
Woo! Guys, this is it. This is our 2023, yo. Like the year, it just ended and just started. I don't know what's up, you guys. Tell me, how are things on you guys' ends, please?
Well, you know, this year flew by, I'm not gonna lie, but we hit it with a bang. I finished it with a bang, just surrounded by family, and that's been really blessed. I went on an adventure December 29th, right? So I kind of woke up, it was 9 degrees in Toronto, or I should say Mississauga, because that's really where I am. And I was just like, yo, you know what? I want to go take a walk. So me and my nephew went to the walk. We have a marsh around, so it has like a trail and whatnot. And we're walking and we're talking about the different animals that are there. We're seeing mad trees that are like fallen. He's like, oh, it's the beavers. I was like, beavers? Really? He's like, yeah. I was like, nah, because you hear about beavers in school. Have I ever seen a beaver in real life? Not in these whole 20, 30, how many years? 38, they're about to be 38 years of me living on this earth. And then we did a next turn. Bro, we saw a beaver.
Oh, word?
Live in the action. Dipping into the water, getting sticks, building dams.
Yeah.
Saw a whole beaver. When I tell you, I felt like I went back to like my elementary days. Like I was just like I looked at him, and you know how when you do with kids, you're just like, oh wow, and you're kind of just want to excite them. I was like, no, I was genuinely like, wow, guys, wow. Everybody, wow, beavers.
Wow, this is amazing. And, like,
grown adults too, who were just walking the trail, they're just like, is that a beaver? Because here's the thing though, one of the beavers was so big that as I was walking towards it, because it was standing on the dam, it just looked like a huge animal there. And I'm there walking with my nephew. I'm just like, do we want to go this route? Because I'm going to save him no matter what. And right. At least he's on a bike. Good.
I'm a fighter beaver is what you're saying.
No, but the thing is, I didn't know. The thing looked like a mini bear, G. Like,
wow, yeah.
Is this loose, wild animal? What is this? And then you get closer, I was just like, a lie, it's a beaver.
No, so. And the thing is, they're beautiful animals, but the thing, being out at the retreat and stuff like that, I do actually see beavers. And what's crazy is that at first they're really cute, but then you realize that they're actually a menace because they dam up your thing. So all of a sudden you're like, yo, why is my whole property flooding? And you know, like, and then you check the front, they built a dam and they do it quick. You're like, where did this come from? So at first it's cute, but then they could become very menacing very fast.
Mm-hmm. That's why you have to, unfortunately, you have to like kind of break their dam. They'll build it back up, but you got to scatter that stuff. But that's the thing too, because in the park, in the marsh area, they had to protect trees because they're cutting down these trees at a speed of like the unknown.
Nobody's business. Yep, that's it. You got to watch out. All of a sudden you think you have October. A solid tree, two damn things falling on your house.
100%. I was here in November for my niece's birthday. Those trees were fine. I walked there now, they're just like, haha, no one's here.
It's like cartoons.
I love the sounds. Gina said, they were gone.
You're done.
Oh, yeah.
So that was that adventure that day. The whole day was an adventure because then we went to watch the game, the Raptors against the Grizzlies. And I feel bad because, you know, like Raptors is our only team in Canada. And so I normally cheer for them, but every time I go watch them, I have to cheer for the other team because I'm gracing the stadium with my presence because of the other teams 9 times out of 10.
Nice. So
it was a Grizzly Nation yesterday, December 29th, because I know this is being played a little later. Mm-hmm. But big shout outs to Dylan Brooks, who hit 25 points yesterday. And, you know, at the end of the day, even though he's playing for the Grizzlies, he is our Canadian. You know, right,
true.
Grew up with my brothers. They all went to school together, played together. My brother's best friend. So shout out to Dylan. He went in the paint yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it was nice to see John Morant play too. He hit double-double, 17 assists, guys. Guys, I don't think 17 assists this man did.
What you say? Who?
John Morant.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He hit 17 assists, which is 34 points. For anyone who, or actually not necessarily, because there could be some three-pointers in there, but 17 assists and 19 points him. So he had a double-double there. So the game was pretty good. I'm not going to lie, Raptors, it was a 20 spread for a long time. Then they came up for a little bit. Second quarter, they were coming up. They had all the starters on the bench. And after a while, it's kind of just like, oh no, soup, timeout. Let's put our minds them back on. And the Raptors were never going to make it. Sorry, guys.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I thought the story was going to end differently. Okay. Yeah. It was like, that was it. The slaughter continued. And
shout out to that.
Everywhere. Okay.
Yeah. It's amazing to see how when you saw children who were about like this big and just see them now as giants, because they're all giants now.
Mm. That's what's up.
Yeah, I was about to just end because I was going to ask you guys, you guys watch anime?
Somewhat, like when I get time.
Well, you remember you asked us that before. I like the nasty ones.
Oh, you like mangas. That's different. For any of the listeners out there who watch Bleach, because I just got my sister on Bleach, like literally while we were during this holiday, but they came out with the new rendition, The Thousand Year Blood War. It's the most fire anime that I've ever watched since Ninja Scroll. All right.
So it's Bleach. Say less, Gina. Which platform am I watching it on?
Disney Plus, bro.
Yeah, okay, say less, my friend.
All right. I've been in Toronto for a minute.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you gave me some Toronto swing just now.
Here we go. She already said mans them. So
I know.
She already says
mans them. When you touch down, it's mans them talk all the time.
When you touch down, it's mans them talk.
You have to say mans them. You got to say fam. And be like, yay. Yeah. You have to say the yays.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we'll take this offline, Pete, but like you have to watch the full Bleach before you even get to 1,000. Don't think you can just skip up to 1,000 Blood War. That's ridiculous.
Say less, my friend. I'm with you on that. Bleach, Disney. Okay, thank you.
Aya, how was your week?
Oh, child, listen, it was a week. I'm just trying to keep my head above water right now. You know, they say to whom much is given, much is required.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking I'm ready to just do it less because I can't take it. This is a lot. I think I'm gonna go the minimalist route for 2023 because god damn, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Jesus, how do y'all function doing all of this stuff? I'm gonna tell you, for those of y'all who know, you know my past, you know my story. I think maybe this might be why I used to do what I used to do, because I need a nap. What is going on?
Yo, so we're burning at both ends, queen. That's what it is.
You know,
I rebuke in the name of Jesus, or whoever you want to rebuke it in the name of.
I rebuke it from the universe. The universe, get this and take it and crumble it up here. Mm. I am mapping out my quest for this new year. I intend on following it vigilantly. But this year is already looking like I'm going to be crying in two or 3 weeks. Because it's too much stuff to do. And when I got too much stuff to do and it's too much pressure, I cry. I think that's what was wrong with me as a child. You know, as a child, they said I cried a lot, you know, and they used to say, Kaya, what's wrong? And I used to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel now. I don't know. Are you tired? I think so. So needless to say, I am exhausted. There's so much more work to do. I'm changing my diet. I'm putting together a workout plan, and I'm about to change my life. I think I talked to you guys about that in like the two shows before this for our avid listeners. Hey, y'all. Mm-hmm. I want y'all to just check it out, check online, follow my journey, because I'm going to be putting up a lot of stuff because I need to be held accountable because I'll go and get in my bed. So that's the beginning of my new year right now, making plans, plotting and strategizing in the words of my infamous brother and Gemini brother, Tupac Shakur. I am about to bomb first. So this is what it is. So if you're listening out there and you need someone to hold you accountable, if you're, you know, looking to work out, hit me up online. If you have any tips, any ideas, I'm open. I haven't worked out in a long time. For a long time, my workout routine had only consisted of twerking. And that kept me in pretty good shape, but the back don't do the same thing no more. So if y'all have any workout routines that work, hit your girl up. I'm open. And so that was pretty much my week.
Kaya, hit me up. I have a gym in my building and you know you're around the corner, so.
Oh my gosh. Look, I actually have a big elliptical, a nice elliptical in my living room. Ask me if I ever get on it.
Well, because you need a partner. It's different to work out with a partner than it is.
I'm coming to see you, G. Thank you. I appreciate that offer because your girl is like.
I was about to say, like, maybe I should put it out to the OFC community and see if we want to put together a workout group, like just to keep everybody accountable, because we're about to do it for our businesses. We actually have an accountability coach who is going to be following our business owners who take part in the business team meetings just to make sure that they're accountable for 2023. So that's something, you know, that's what she does. She just helps to make sure people are staying motivated, but that's in business. And maybe it's something that we can look for those who are maybe not in business, but who want to be accountable to themselves. Physically, yo, because remember WestCan has a class as well you guys could be taking part in. It's a class for the community. It's an NDG, but it's something done on a weekly basis as well, and I think that could be cool, a good activity for everybody. If you guys did it, I would take part too. Tries always tell me I should come and take part with their workout classes, stretch classes, and different things like that, so I would be down. So very quick, my year wrap up, year kickoff. So first off, well, like as you guys know, we're pre-recording our shows and stuff like that. So I'm excited for what's coming up in the new year. The New Year's plans this year is we got a hotel. We booked two nights at a hotel downtown. I can't remember right now. I think it's at the Embassy or something like that. Just to lamp out, there was no real events we really wanted to go to this year. We kind of just wanted to take it easy, but we wanted to be out of the house, you know? So got a king suite for 2 days. I'm just going to go just lamp it out with the children. You make it fun for them, you know? Kwanzaa this year was lit.
Hotel have a pool?
I think it does. I can't remember. I think it does.
For kids, you know.
It's all about that. But you know, if it doesn't, I know it has this dope hot tub inside the room. So worst case, they could, you know, bubble bath that up and make it, you know, like just make all the mess they want.
That'd be dope. Carpet and call it a day.
That's what it is, you know. So Kwanzaa was fun. We made sure that we had little activities. As you guys are hearing, this actually tonight is the big Kwanzaa event. So next week I'll be reporting more on that and how that was. But I'm looking forward to that. There's a lot of awesome, awesome things happening within the community. But now to Kaya's point, where I'm going, these last, I was telling Gina offline, I've been burning the candle at both ends, but it's because I'm really determined. Like my new year technically starts next week, Monday, like January 9th. So I still have like a whole other week and I'm trying to just clear up all my backlog, yo. But my resolution is really, I don't want to be putting things off anymore. I have a very bad habit of, it could be as simple as recording our meetings on Zoom. And then after I'm supposed to back them up in our Google Drives, I tell myself, yeah, I'm gonna get back to it. Guys, I've been deleting and moving over folders, videos for days. I had almost 500 videos in my Zoom account. I'm down to like 300 and something. Just to it's crazy. I have there's things that I moving forward, no more putting aside. No more just recording the videos in Zoom and saying I'll get to it later. No, doing it in the spot. No more putting aside receipts saying I'm going to file them later. Bags and bags of receipts I'm clearing up. No more just leaving my task on my Trello. For those who need a great project management tool, check out Trello. I'm not paid by Trello. I just think it's a great tool. So if you are in business, look out for Trello. It's a great, great project management tool, a great thing for working together as a team. But you have to use it efficiently, which I have not been. I've been putting aside all kind of things on my Trello. So my goal and what I've been doing, just going hard, deleting all my backlogs so that moving forward for this year, I could clear things out. I'm really hoping, not hoping, my intention for 2023 is that things start to move on, move upwards. We have sown a lot of seeds. We have done a lot of hard work. We planted Ilo, 3 years old. He drowned in Tanzania while his father was out here doing work. And our OFC members, so we're able to mobilize and get some funds put together for the family and just to continue to support them. So that was another heavy hit. And then we just recently found out about another brother that was killed. We got a call from a family friend, again, said the same thing. It's like, I didn't know who else to reach out to. So I reached out to the OFC for help for this family. And this young man was killed in Bordeaux. And they're saying that, you know, they're trying to say that it was an inmate to inmate type of thing. But now apparently there's people who have different stories. And I know we have brothers and sisters on the inside, shout out to Tange as well, who are listening. And shoot, right now we're still trying to get more answers. So if anybody knows what's up and you guys could get a message out to us, we'd love to know, because the family has a lot of questions. We still have a lot of questions. So the year ended very heavily, but it also shown me that the community does see the OFC as a resource. And I thank you all for that, because that is what we want to do. That's what we are here for. When you're going through something, remember the OFC is here for you. And we're backed by our community of business owners and organizations. So I thank them. I thank the whole entire OFC community for just being that community and for being there for each other. So as we're now closing up, because this is about to be an exciting, exciting episode with Miss Trish, I want to just give our engineer and our main sponsor, one of our main sponsors. So first, shout out to Andrew, our engineer, for diligently plugging and pushing the show and bringing us to the next levels. We are now on iHeartRadio. We're now on Spotify. We're now on Apple. We are everywhere, guys. Just look the Empower Hour. I think you just search Empower Hour OFC. You should be able to find us on everything. I think we're about to be on Sirius XM as well, guys. So big shout out. And I want to give an extra shout out to Andrew Bakari from Afrobeats MTL, which is one of our major sponsors that's helping us to be able to bring this show and this platform to the next level and helping to create these platforms for the business owners to get that visibility. So I thank both Andrews, and I thank the community, all the sponsors, all the people who buy little ads on the show just to continue to encourage us. So thank you guys for what you guys are doing. And so with that, guys, sit back, enjoy. Today's Empower Hour episode is a special one as we dive into what was for 2022 and what is to be for 2023. Stay tuned.
Parlay with the people.
All right, people. So this episode deserves a drum roll. Drew, cue the drum roll. All right, good.
There we go.
This is a special one because we got one of our originators, our builders, one of our homegirls, the one and only Miss Trish is on with us today.
What are you doing, Trish?
Hey, people, what's going on? It feels like home here. It feels like home. It does. It's good.
Still making the sound effects.
You're still making sound effects? Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. So, welcome. This is a Parlay with the People.
Is
we that, already have that? It done.
No, it wasn't.
Why are you adding to it? It already starts that way.
I got hyped because of the last episode with the vocal teacher. She told me I have potential. Oh. So I mean, don't. What, Gina? She said I have potential.
First of all, it's an edit because that show is going to be after this show. You said January because the kids are doing next show.
You're right.
Started from the top.
I'm not starting from the top. This is just real life, guys. Yo, so Gina, you know, let's keep it going. So, but just to say, and people didn't know all the behind the scenes, Gina. That's the behind the scenes stuff. People wouldn't have known what I was talking about. They would have been confused, but they would have figured it out.
No, Drew, edit point, please.
I'm not editing. Drew, make sure you keep the show as is. Okay. So this is what it is. No, well, Trish, nothing has changed. No, just so
I can see nothing has changed.
No.
But that's good.
Yeah, we just said that's good. Spot, you know
what I mean? I love it. I absolutely love it.
Just making it happen. So, Trish, let's just dive right in. First off, Trish, how is life? How are you doing? Let's just, before we talk about the business, let's just go into how life is.
Life is good. I mean, I can't complain, you know. 2022 has been an eye-opening
talk about it.
Here for Miss Trish.
Talk it.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, yes. I've been on a journey where I'm discovering myself.
Amen.
And I'm discovering things that, you know, that are meant to happen. Mm. You know what I mean? Yes. It is what it is, right? Yes. Yes. I've been doing my blog stuff, my Miss Trish stuff, right. My podcast and stuff like that. Mm. And I've been good. I've been very happy. I can't complain. I've met some awesome people. Mm. Some people left my life. Mm. Oh, well, things are supposed to happen that way. Nice. And that's just the way it is, you know?
Well, amen. Shoot. Yeah. You know, we could dive into the tea here. This is the Empower Hour. This is what we're here for.
That's okay.
But you know.
Can we start from the top, though? Can we tell, for those of you who don't know, who Miss Trish is?
Okay. Miss Trish is your favorite vlogger, baby.
Yeah.
Your favorite vlogger. That's who I am. I mean, I've been doing that. I'm writing a second book, you guys. It's going so well. Oh, it's going so well. That. So that's going.
I was reading your excerpt in the last I Testify on Purpose. Shout out.
You read it. What do you mean? Yes.
I'm gonna have you sign it. Damn.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, so I did take part in that book, I Testify on Purpose. Mm-hmm. I spoke about my mom's situation with the stroke and how I kept praying for her to be better. And, you know, I also touched on how hard it is to believe in those times as well, you know? Mm-hmm. And, I got a lot of good feedback for that one. But that's been good, too. I was a part of that book. I love that.
Real life, right?
Yeah. That was hard. That was a hard time for me, a hard 2 months. But, you know, we're in a better place now. We're grateful for mom now. So it's good.
Amen.
It's good.
No, actually, as we're saying now, this is our recap of 2022 episode. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah.
So it's like, so yeah, we could do a quick round table how the year has been for all of us. I guess I'll start. Thanks.
It really hasn't changed with y'all.
I guess, you know, and this, no, but it, the year really has been really up and down, man. Like, it's hard to really say if it's been a positive or a negative. I guess it kind of, when you add the positives and the negatives, it kind of gives you a good average, a middle average of just okay year. Like, because the highs were really high this year, I found, but the lows were mad low. And it was like when things weren't going according and you have to rely on the spirit and rely on what you know is like, yo, I'm going to get through this and it's going to be what it is. I felt it was just when it was low, it was really low. It was really hard. I don't know what it was. Like the polarity, the contrast, there's been a lot of awesome developments, like, you know, launching I think the biggest initiative that we launched this year that we're loving so much is the OFC Lotto Co-Pack that we launched in June. We've given away almost $16,000 since we started that program. Really good. You know, and that's been really fun. And, you know, we have the greenhouse and we have the retreat at the launch of the Holistic Healing Retreat and Campground. That has been awesome as well. And being able just to connect, you know, with different people across the globe with what we're doing at the OFC, that's been fun.
That's good.
But yeah, there's been some dark days and there's jokes. The jokes is the other day I was talking to my boy and they're like, you know, it's a season. You know, the downtime is a season like any other season. It just feels like the season's been going kind of long. It's like, what calendar are we using? What calendar?
Yeah.
What calendar are we using that's keeping us in this low season for so low, right, for so long? Right. But anyway, so that's kind of been my recap for the year. So, Gina DeGreat, how is your 2022 been?
I'll start by saying this. 2022 was better than 2021.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what I mean? And I know that, like, when 2020 hit, we're just like, it's okay, guys. 2021 is going to be better. And it wasn't. It was not better. But 2022, I guess the bar was set real low. considering.
Good call, yes.
So 2022 was much better from that perspective. Yeah. But I have to say, I think 2022 was the year that I had to experience my most uncomfortable moments when it came down to, like, the finalization of the purchase of the new property, leaving the home that I was in for 10 years, right? And, like, and even, like, when I moved, I was just like, this doesn't feel like home, and I got worried. Because I was comfortable where I was for how long I was there, and then, like, and I'm thinking about, like, someone else is in my home. They're living in it. You're taking advantage of my renovated kitchen, my renovated bathroom, all these things, and I was moving into this bare bone place that I had to build from the ground up at this point, and that was hella stressful. But as the pieces came together, and as I took the time for the pieces to come together, like, my house is a home now. I am from there now. That is where I live.
That's beautiful.
You know, I got to hear a lot more in the quiet. I did feel that, like, I feel like 2022 was a little more quiet. And when you leave room for the silence, a lot of people will show their true colors for the better and the worse.
Absolutely.
For the better or the worse. Mm-hmm. So that was 2022. And I'll say this. Thank God I was able to travel for the first time again. Well, I mean, no, that's not true. I did travel 2021, but it was, like, really rushed and whatnot. But I went to Costa Rica, and I traveled somewhere new. Excuse me. So I think that was 2022. I appreciated traveling somewhere new. It wasn't a perfect vacation in and of its sense, because I didn't have a part in, like, coordinating it and stuff. And then
I did not.
And sometimes I'm just like, I just want to show up. And I was like, oh, this is why.
Shit, I'm somebody and, here. Where the hell? Where
am I? Oh my God. That's
no, we stayed at a great place. It's just that there's a difference when a 30-year-old is planning vacation and when a 20-year-old is.
Yes.
They don't have the same knowledge that you have.
100%.
So when I jumped into it, I was just like, did you guys read this? And did you see this? And
oh my gosh.
Do you know this is 5 hours away?
Yeah.
Oh no, I just thought it was pretty. I'm like, okay, we're going through this right now.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. But it was one of those. Yeah.
But Costa Rica was great. The people were super nice.
Yes.
We stayed in De Talamanca, Puerto Viejo de Talamanca. Yeah, which is where all, like, the black Jamaican people kind of migrated to. Hey, so it was an interesting aspect of Costa Rica. Food is great, you know, because that's always a thing.
Yeah,
you're always worried about when you go in places and the food not being good.
That's right.
And that's it. And you know what? So far, winter ain't too crazy.
Yeah, it hasn't been nuts either, knock on wood.
So 2022 is looking up. It can only go up from here. No, right. It really can only go up from here.
Facts. All right. Yeah. Good
call, dude.
Kaya? Well, you know, everyone's talking about how 2021 was bad, but I just called 2022 2021 again because it was also trash.
Continue on.
It was
cute. I love it.
It was also trash. I'm actually traumatized. Actually, I'm sitting up thinking about it, and my underarms just got wet.
Oh my goodness!
I don't want to even have to relive this again. 2021 again was different.
Right.
It was different. But a lot more revelations in this year.
Absolutely.
But I feel like as a people, like you said, you know, the expectations might have been lower, but I think what might have happened was that we kind of trauma bonded with 2021 again.
Ooh.
So when we came into it, we understood the disappointment that we would face. And then it was a learning experience for us. It was like, you know, or the pivoting point where we knew that, okay, this is how you maneuver through these things. Ah,
yeah.
So it hurt in 2021. And in 2021 again, we were like, ah, that's nothing.
I've been through this.
Been there.
Not to say it's awesome, but yes, we went through it.
Yeah.
We already know.
But we also had a lot of retrogrades in 2021 again. We had a lot of them back to back.
Too many.
Yeah. And when and how many signs were in the one retrograde at the same time? Yeah. It was so crazy.
Yeah,
and we went through that for a couple months at a time.
We did.
So I think that we are all superheroes that we were able to overcome and still walk through. And look at us. We're sitting here today.
Yeah.
We all look good. We put ourselves together. We tried. Yeah. And that's what it means that, you know, we are survivors.
Facts.
That's it.
So yeah, that I'm not gonna go into depth about my year. My year was not. But I'm better this year for it. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
going into, I don't know what I'm going to call this year coming up. Because I'm going to tell you. I don't know.
I know.
But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking for the new, forward to the new start. I'm looking for us changing and evolving to our new selves. And I hope that we have more revelations as melanin people, melanated people, because it says that this is the year that we will move into our power positions.
Ooh.
So I'm claiming that
I
for
like
us.
That.
How about you, Trish?
Well,
how was your year, mama?
I would say, you have to use your word and say revelations as well.
Yeah.
You know, and things are not always what they seem. You know what I mean? Sometimes I've noticed that, I'm learning that, and I guess that's a part of my growth. You know what I mean? That's something that I have to teach myself, because I am a type of person who falls into things very quickly. You know, I don't really measure things out first. And then
you get hype, jump in.
I do. And I'm learning not to do that anymore. So I think that that's what 2022 taught me. I also traveled. I went to Jamaica for the first time. That was fun. That was cool.
Yeah,
and I took over Jamaica's resort. Let me tell you guys what happened real quick, okay? They were doing the cent by cent, ten dollar, but they were doing it mad slow in Jamaica. So I told the girl, give me the mic. Give it to me.
I watched the videos. We will share it on your Power Hour page, guys.
I don't think you want to share that one. No, I'm not wearing very much.
Oh, yeah, we see it. You're showing it all, baby. I'm trying to get some views. I'm trying to get these numbers up, baby.
So, yeah, I mean, that was a good experience. I was drunk. I'm not going to lie. That one I was
good too.
Thank you, babe. I was very drunk, but I had a good time. Jamaica was good. And then after that, you know, again, the blog stuff, the writing, my creative works, they're still going. But I'm happy. I'm learning that different things. Me and Farrah had a good conversation yesterday. You know, I'll tell you guys off air, whatever.
It
was good. It was good. 2022 was an eye opener. I'll say that's what it was for me.
You know, like, and I think the underlining thing of everything is like we've gone through the trials.
Yeah.
And it's the way I'm interpreting it spiritually, it's like we planted our seeds, and the next season is for us to reap. Like,
I like that, it's good, applause to
all of that, because it is really that, like, we've done it, we're here, tried and true, and we've done the work, and now it's on to the next, it's on to bigger and better. So let's dive into some of the projects. So we have, you have your blog.
I have my blog.
So let's plug it. Let's talk about it. So what is it? Where are we at with it? What are you doing with it? What's the last thing?
So it's still Coffee Chronicles. I'm still doing that. I'm covering more events now.
Nice.
And I'm trying to rebuild my studio to have you guys on.
Yes.
And come talk. You know, kind of like this, right? And have more people on and stuff like that. I also ultimately would love to do a game show of my own.
Oh.
That is something I really, really, really want to do. And I've been trying to work towards that as well. Okay. And I want to write more and I want to produce more. So those are things that are in the works, me behind my camera again. I love doing this, but I like to see my stuff executed on camera.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Or in books in different creative ways. So
You surprised me the other day when you showed me a music video that you shot, edited, and put. I was like, you do music videos, Trish? God damn.
And I shot my own documentary as well. You know this.
That's right.
About mental health, right? Like, so that's my first love. That is my creative first love, you know? So I want to do those things a lot more in 2023 behind the camera. For sure.
I love that.
Thank you.
Were you about to say something?
No, go ahead.
No? Because you just touched on something in terms of mental health. How do I frame this question properly? How can our community do better when it comes to our mental health? Like, what can we do? Because you just touched on that, and you touched on the reason I'm bringing it up, because I feel like where we are as a community, this is one thing we still don't put enough emphasis on, enough focus on. We've gone through a lot. We've gone through a lot of traumatic situations.
Absolutely, yes.
And I just don't find we're communicating about it enough. I don't find there's enough outlets to express it. I don't find there's enough support. So, you who did the documentary, and if you could elaborate a little bit on it for those who don't know, and then let's talk about it. Let's just in terms of what, you know, like if you had the control to, you know, do something to help our community when it comes to mental health, what would it be?
The first thing I would say is definitely take our pride and egos out of the way. Because a lot of people are afraid to speak about it due to that. They have too much pride. They have too much ego. They're scared of these things, you know? Also, too, we also have to know that we have people that we can go to and talk to. And no one's going to be like, yeah, you know what Trish said? And gossip and stuff like that. You definitely have to have trusted people around you.
Right.
And how do you know that? your family, your circle, your bond, you know, how they respond when you tell them things type of thing, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that's really important too, to have a strong foundation. Mm-hmm. My documentary is called One Shall Not, and I have 3 men in there and 6 women in there. Mm-hmm. I shot it in 2017. Mm-hmm. I did this because of my mom's situation. Mm-hmm. You know, she was very stressed out with her stroke, and that's how it happened all ultimately. Right. Yes. And I figured, let me bring awareness to what's going on. And then the reception of that. I shot that in a year. I showed it in New York twice. Mm-hmm. It's used in a clinical study right now at the Jewish General Hospital. Nice. Yeah, it's amazing. I screened it in Toronto twice as well, and that was good. The reception has been really good. What I'm trying to do is a 5 years later, like bring people back type of thing, to see where they are after that pandemic, after everything that happened. I'm trying to bring them back so we can see where their mental health, how's it grown? Mm-hmm. Is it different? Is it the same? You know?
Has it decayed?
Yeah, exactly. And one of the guys I know, unfortunately, he's in a facility now, which is not the greatest.
Is it a facility that's supposed to help him?
You see, this
up.
Is the thing. He was in this facility before, and it didn't help him. He said it actually gave him more fear than anything else. Mm-hmm. This is someone that the police keeps arresting because they don't know what to do with him because of his situation,
right?
We don't have those resources, I find. I find that's where we're lacking.
Yeah.
And the more you bring it up, it's the more it's kind of pushed back. Like, let's go put a circle downtown. You know what I mean? The type of things like that where the focus is not there. So
great examples. Like, all right.
No, seriously. Like,
circle helping. Unless it's a portal, but I don't.
Portal for what?
You know, I'm always playing, right?
Because I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving the other night. I had someone in my cab for the Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And as we stopped, we had to stop before it. And he made a point to say to me, I need you to do me a favor. As you pull off, I need you to look to the right and look at this circle here and just make a mental note of what you really think. What do you think that this is? Because I'm worried about it.
Wow.
Wow.
And the thing is, I'll tell you guys, when I first saw it, just intuitively, I was like, that's a portal.
Red.
I was like, it's a portal.
It's lit up in red.
Like, and they can change the color. To me, that was, there's no fact
the
or logic. It's right downtown.
Downtown.
Like,
right, and it's next to Ville-Marie.
Place Ville-Marie.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's literally.
Genuine. And it's supposed to be for mental health awareness?
It's supposed to be artistic.
Artistic?
It's some
kind just of, like. Yeah, it just came out of nowhere, this circle.
Like, no explanations. Okay, I'm going to have to
Google it. No, just absolutely no explanation. Yeah. Okay, one day you're walking and, oh, this big circle's here. It's like, oh, this is never here before. Yeah. Where did this come from?
Yeah,
so my mind told me when I looked at it, I said, they spirit cooking.
I don't know where that thing came from.
Don't be surprised. Montreal is a very spiritually heavy place, powerful place.
Yeah.
It's like, don't be surprised if the arrangements weren't already made and they're going to come right through the portal.
But they put this joint on right when they was doing this UN. You see, they got all the people from the UN here doing a thing on environmental habits or whatever, something like that.
Yeah.
You see what this is? Listen, we don't even know how half the diplomats got here. They might have walked through the portal.
No, but for real.
Oh, my God.
Okay, sorry. We went off topic.
No, it's totally cool. It's totally cool.
Part of what we're talking about.
But totally as far as the mental health is concerned, I completely understand what you mean by that because there's just not enough resources out there for us. And there's not enough. I see these people, they go to school for all these years, come out, got all the books sitting on their desk and still misdiagnosed.
Absolutely.
And if a doctor tells you that you have a certain type of mental illness and here, this is the medication for it, and you take it and that medication doesn't work, chances are you might have been misdiagnosed.
Exactly.
So we're not looking at what's really happening right now.
Right.
We are lacking. Like, where are the doctors that are out there like House? Like, they only got TV. They only talk about stuff like this in the TV shows.
Yeah.
We need a House
that says,
no, that's not what it is. This person is missing high doses of vitamin C or magnesium or this or that. And the reason why they look crazy to you is because they actually have an infection that you cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes infections make you look like you are loopy, like something's wrong
with you.
You talk off the top of your head and stuff.
Ooh.
But a lot of people don't know. Maybe it might be because they got an infection.
Hmm.
We don't know. Yeah. And the people, they don't be looking at that. They just be like, hey, listen, this is somebody else we can swipe, put on the docket as $100,000 a year in medication and housing.
That's it.
Facts. No. So, to the point. So that's really what it is. So it is, I'm in complete agreement. We are lacking the resources. We are lacking the support, but it's necessary. But it's, you know, so coming to the point in terms of just how mental health is impacting our community. Trish, I think you hit one on the head because I never even looked at it like that. The pride aspect, like that. Mm-hmm. There's things that we're going through and we just don't talk about it.
False pride, yeah. I think, more False than pride. More than even pride, you know, because pride would say, I need help. Come on and help me. False pride says, man, listen, I ain't going in there telling these people my business. They could be looking at me like I'm crazy. Mm. But sometimes you just need to let them just look at you because that's what it is.
But that's also a part of also what we have to unlearn too in our generation, because we've grown up West Indian, Caribbean and stuff like that, where our parents don't talk.
Right.
Our parents don't say anything. You know, you don't tell your business outside and all that stuff. And these are things that we also have to unlearn. And you have to be in a place to be, again, around the right people to tell you, Trish, you need to unlearn. You know what I'm saying? Right, you need to be around the right people to tell you those kind of things so that you can grasp it. And if you're not, you're just going to have a whole bunch of yes men around you. Mm. Those are not healthy. You guys know, y'all. You guys know yes men are not good for
Please tell me when I'm messing up.
That's what I'm saying. Please tell me. And be like, I want to be able to tell you that, Kaya, you know, that was wrong. And you're like, okay, Trish, you accept it. Yes. You're not like... Girl, what the hell? You know what I'm saying?
Or I might say, girl, what the hell? But then later on, I might call back and say, you know, you was right.
Well, that's okay,
but you
should
have said that in front of these people. In front of them. Not everybody going to think it's
in front of mixed company.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? At least I like people that it could accept when they're, you know, when they're wrong. Yes. You know, I like that. Because if you can't accept that you're wrong, something's wrong with you.
Well, I think sometimes, too, what ends up happening, too, we have to stop making this a public confrontation thing.
Exactly. I agree.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know,
it's how
knowing,
you approach
it. Tact is a very big part of my vocabulary.
Absolutely.
So being tactful is a thing. So maybe sometimes people, like I've had somebody say to me, oh, that was very phony of you. But I'm like, what you wanted me to do? Oust her in front of everybody? Right. No.
Exactly.
I waited till after and I said, listen, you know, I know you said or asked us what was, but let me just, I didn't want to say it in front of everybody, but that was horrible. Baby. You got to get that together.
Yeah, you're right.
So we don't want to do that. Make you feel like you're being ousted because you have an issue about something. Now it's not a spectacle now.
Right. I like the delivery aspect of it because it's not what you say, it's how you say it, right?
It's how you say
People always remember how you made them feel rather than what you say, right? Yeah. So I like that too.
And I remember having an argument with somebody who was, they were adamant about just telling me a thing in the way they want to say it. And I was like, but if your goal is communication, is to get the person to understand, it's best to say, how is that person going to best receive my message? If not, then you're just talking for the sake of talking and you're not actually looking to help that person. Because if you are, then you're going to say, okay, you know what? The person is like, some people shut down when you raise your voice too high.
That's true.
So if you come in the room and you're rah, 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 and they're shutting down, it's like, it's defeating the purpose. So you know that beforehand, you got to adjust your tone. You can't be like, this is how I speak. So go ahead, continue to speak like that to your goddamn self.
Some people really like to hear the sound of their voice.
Facts.
It has nothing to do about having a conversation and or like, because conversation means you have to listen to be able to respond and not just listen to wait and say your point.
That's right.
And there's a lot of people who are just like, oh no, I just want to hear myself talk.
That's true. Some people listen to respond, not to understand. That's exactly what it is.
So that's it. True. So this is good because as we're listening and our listeners are taking part, you guys, we're talking mental health now. We've kind of dove into that, but it's something that, again, like here on the Empower Hour, the idea is to heal and to support and uplift our community. Man. And these are conversations that have to be had. Like sometimes it's like we're not thinking about it, and it's maybe it's just for us to say it, crack jokes about it, but to give you that perspective.
For sure.
You know what I mean? So okay, so that was just one of your projects. So you did the you did the documentary and that smash and that went well. And then you were talking about the podcast, Coffee Chronicles. I'm mentally.
It's okay. That's good. Yeah. Good.
And then what was our next thing that we had pop in?
I want to get back behind my camera. I want to do a second part of my documentary for sure. Mm-hmm. But I want to do something also for like Women's History Month.
Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about History Month.
Yeah, March. March 8th. March 8th is my birthday.
Okay.
It's International Women's Day, but I kind of want to do something around that.
Okay.
And we have to focus on the women in the city. So I think I want to do something around that. Yeah. I'm not sure what yet, but something's going to pop off for sure.
I like that.
Something's like going to happen for sure.
So now, so our people as well, we know you dabble in the alcohol. We know you're
oh, yes.
My wine.
I have to bring it up because
that's fine.
It. You know, I have
that's
to bring
totally
it up.
That's totally fine. I appreciate you bringing it up.
And it's holiday time, so where's the spirits? What's
well, I still have my Chardonnay and my rosé at the moment, and the Moscato will be made in the new year.
Good. Yeah.
And then I want to dabble in some rum.
Yeah, we're talking
I want to do that. I really want to dabble in some rum or vodka. I'm not sure yet, but I'm going to try a little something.
Are those your two favorite alcohols, or like, why are
we
going
to drink, G? I like
elimination.
Yeah, so we're all on the same page.
Yeah, I think I want to do those because I met some people. I went to a wine rum show earlier in September, I believe, and I met some people from distilleries, and they were like, yeah, we can connect with you. We like you. Yeah. I interviewed them, you know, I built a good rapport with them, so I'd like to see what I can do in the future with that, for sure.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I know I have some ideas that I would like for you to collaborate with me on, because it's like, as you know, we're expanding. We reach out to different businesses. I want to start going to these businesses and capturing them in their space, in their element.
Okay.
And right now, we do a lot of stuff on Zoom, but I find it doesn't give that same, same experience that you get when you go and you connect with people. And I find just watching the interviews and stuff that you do, like you have a way of getting people to express, you know, to come out of themselves, and you make them comfortable. So I know these are some of the things that I definitely want to work with you on.
For sure. We can definitely do that.
This is good. So now, all right. So we talked on projects. We talked next year. So now it's for all of us to dive into what our plans are, what our hopes are for next.
Well, I got a question I watched a couple of your podcasts, a couple of your Coffee Chronicles. What would you say like this year was your highlight show? Like your show that you would say, if you guys missed this, go and watch this.
God, I had so many. Jeez, please.
That's just a good thing.
What was your favorite one to do?
The wine and the rums, for sure. The wine and the rums. You know why? It's because, honestly, guys, I have never seen that much wine and rum in one spot, in two places, and different drinks. We walked out of there like, woo. But it was just, it was the experience of meeting new people, different people in their element and stuff That was beautiful. And we got to dress up and stuff like that. It was great. That was wonderful. I met, like, women doing this, like, actually working in distilleries, making their own wine, making their own rum, just strong, powerful. It was nice. It was really good. That was one of my highlights. I would have to say that one.
That's beautiful.
The film festival too, that we did. I seen you there. That was pretty good too.
Oh man,
that was awesome.
We didn't not to go too far off topic, but that brother's story. What was his name? Lord.
Oh my goodness.
The guy that they launched the Black Film Festival with, that documentary.
That was heavy.
Oh my gosh,
I
want to remember so I could tell the listeners, go back and check it. Because anyways, the Black Film Festival, they launched the film or the festival with this documentary about this young brother, whatever.
He's was older at the now, time, yeah.
Where that he was wrongfully accused at like the age of like 17, 18, and was in jail for what, like 30, 40 years?
It was like 30, 40 years he was in jail.
Easily, right?
And it was, I'm getting goosebumps
his story of perseverance, because it was one of those things where there was no way he was the actual criminal, but in them times it was like, they wanted to pin it on somebody, and this young, unfortunate young boy, there's somebody else in the hood that got pressed and said it was him that did it, and they're like, cool, that's a confession. And the boy was like, what?
He was like literally just there.
And the guy was like, yeah, and
it's you, that's it, bye.
And that was enough for them to convict this little boy, put him in big man jail for this period, like for like 30 years. But what is heavy about it, and it's just a story of like, I don't know what, but it's like spirituality, peace, perseverance, because every time they would come to release him on parole, all he had to do was admit it. And he refused. He's like, I can't.
I didn't
do it. I can't admit I didn't do it. Like, cool, back, you're inside for another 10 years, you know? And every time it would hurt him, I'd cry. And his mother had passed away during this time, right? So he missed his mom's funeral. He misses, like, all kind of different things. And he's like, his mom used to come and see him in jail, you know, like, spiritually, and encourage him and just let him know, nah, that's not you. Don't let them tell you you're something that you're not. You know what I mean? So every time he came up for parole, he would say, nah, it wasn't me. And then the day they find, like, they're, like, I think it was some, again, spiritually, it so happened that the person that had confessed and that person that had said it was him, first of all, this young man, his life was shit. Like, he because it was eating away at him forever. Like, he was on drugs. He was on all kind of drugs. He tried to kill himself enough times.
Yep.
So eventually, it came to him, and it was whatever, to make the long story short. The pastor was able to get to him and say, bro, you know, you're going to have to come correct. Because even people in the area knew. Like, it's like, yo, bro, you're going to have to come correct. So he finally confessed and said, you know what? I lied. It wasn't the man, you know? And then that was enough to reopen the case and get the man.
And the guys in the movie, too.
Yo, yeah. And the guys
in it. They're both in the movie, and they're actually friends now.
That's it. And so the crazy thing is the man never held any animosity towards him at all. I was like, yo, that is a story to say, guys, if you're...
What's the name of it?
Lovely Jackson.
Lovely Jackson.
Lovely Jackson.
It's like, because, and that's
so he named his daughter, too. Yeah.
I took it because of I have certain animosity against certain people and grudges, and I regret certain things. But after watching that film, I was like, really, bro? Was it that bad with it compared to, like, if the man could forgive a person, you know, that held him, like, the things that you're vexed about, really, bro?
Seriously.
Get over it, son. It's not.
It's really not that serious.
It's really not. Because if this guy could forgive this man and be like, nah, bro, it's all love. I understand you were. He's like, I understand you were you, too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it was heavy.
That movie,
like,
was heavy.
Yeah, you know?
That was a heavy movie. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, that was, you know, that was a good
Lovely choice, Jackson. Yeah. And they're good friends now. The guy who told on him and the actual Lovely Jackson person. They're actually friends now.
Heavy
yeah stuff. It's a heavy heavy movie.
So I gotta plug that. And, you know, that, I guess that was a highlight for 2022, because that was that did help me, like, I have to say, in all honesty, because after watching, I was like, you know what, man, there's some people, actually, real talk, after I seen that movie, I sent some messages to a couple of people. I squashed them.
I remember that, actually. You know, because we did speak on this briefly when you went, because I was so impressed with the pictures and stuff that the babies had taken, the children had taken at the festival and stuff, because they were used for models and stuff like that. And you touched on it a little bit, and I can remember after that you talking about it briefly on a show, like, listen, I just start messaging people and being like, hey, listen, you know,
it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You know what I mean? Like, because that energy, because when you're upset with a person, whatever the case, you're holding that energy. A lot of times the other person doesn't even realize. They're like, yo, what? You're upset about that? They're not studying it. So you're holding that animosity. You're holding that hate. You're holding that thing. And it's heavy for you. You're feeling it. It's not, you know what I mean? And you never know. It could be all preventing your blessings. You know what I mean?
Check on your friends that show up looking haggard. They might be thinking all kinds of stuff. Check on your friends, child. Like, what is wrong? Why is she torn apart? You don't even know she holding something, got something going on.
Facts. So, you know, so all right. So, I guess, so this is a time, as this is our wrap up and wishes for 2023. So I guess we'll do a quick little tune the tab, and we're all kind of on the spot, even my own self, in terms of what we would like to see for 2023. Mm. I guess I'll start. So for me, like I was saying, in terms of reaping what I've been sowing, I want to see elevation, but I don't want to speak abstract. Like, I want to be very specific. When I say elevation, like, I feel right now, in terms of our businesses within the community, in terms of our families in the community, organizations, I find that we're all still on a, let's just say, struggle, for lack of a better term. Like, I find, like, we're still not there. Like, I still don't look around and see Black excellence everywhere. And I know we have the capability and the capacity to, and we have the resources and the means. Like, let's not be misled today. Like, it was this year, $24 million came into the Black community. $24 million amongst, like, something like a dozen organizations are sitting on $24 million. We're not that big of a community. This is, and that's just for Montreal and Quebec. That's what I'm saying. Mm. So we have the means and the resources. Where what I feel like we're missing is a certain level of cohesion and communication, and just a clear plan in terms of what we want for our people. So if I could have any wish or any hope for 2023, is that that cohesion as a community, that clear vision in terms of what our plan is, and not just for the right now, what's our plan for our babies, what's our plan for the next generation, mm-hmm. what we want to see, mm-hmm. you know? So that's what I want to see. I want to see a level of cohesion within the community that really starts to display melanated excellence.
Amen.
I like that.
Cool. Good. All right, that's me.
2023. I think I'm going to pull from a quote from a Chinese philosopher, Lao Tzu. And he says, if you are depressed, you're living in the past. If you're anxious, you're living in the future. If you're at peace, you're living in the moment.
Mm.
And 2023 is going to have to be peace. Mm-hmm. And I say that to say there's moments where I stop and think that nostalgia is cool. It's nice to have things be nostalgic, but you're stuck. Like, build new memories and build them now.
Right.
And if you're worried about the future, that's just imagination. Those are dreams while you have the present. And me as a Capricorn, you know, we're known to be driven and this. And like, as soon as you achieve something, like, what's next? Mm-hmm. And at some point, I'm just like, I don't even have time to appreciate and have fun with what I achieved because I'm working on what's next.
Mm. Facts.
So 2023, I want to be more present in the present.
I like that.
That's my plan.
I love that.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be happier in that space too, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Amen. So.
Because then when you look in the past, it's like, oh, remember when I was happier then? I was like, oh, well, you're not that person anymore.
Right. Oh my God, that's me. Remember when I was skinnier? Look at you. Mm-hmm. You actually thought you were fat in this picture, and now you're really fat, and you wish that you could be that fat that you were 3 years ago, because
that is every woman's conversation. Like, get out of my head. Like, that is every woman's conversation. Like, I should have been living then. I would have been living the good life.
They was calling me fat at 8, and I seen some of the pictures of me in the bathing suit when I was 8. I was like, they was jealous.
Yeah. That's how you gotta put it.
Yeah. I was up, they made me think terrible things, and that just made me eat more. You guys are setup artists. That's yeah. But for my 2023, and I'm just gonna use that term loosely right now because I don't know what I'm calling this year.
The continuum,
right? Next.
Time warp continuum. I'm hoping that this year, speaking of time warp continuums, I heard that last year when we came in on New Year's, that the ball dropped a little bit later than it was supposed to.
Word?
Because we had entered a time warp continuum. The reason why things look so crazy to us this year. Mm. And I don't know if it happened to any of you guys, but when you're riding down the highway, you almost feel like the cars are moving in a different direction a little bit. They kind of look like they're sliding back as you're driving forward. I don't know if anybody else has experienced this
one.
Maybe it's just me. But I feel like I've been seeing some things with time and matter around me. Mm-hmm. Also, I watched some videos of trees walking, like relocating themselves. Oh. And they're showing like the roots of the trees being like they ran up on the tree and they like the tree like tried to stop and they filmed the roots, and the roots are like trying to dig back down into the ground. Listen, I have the videos, they're on TikTok, but this is what I'm getting at.
Okay,
I hope that we come into this phase of our lives where we actually see the miracles happening, so that we understand our greatness, because I feel like we don't know how to separate what they're sending us as the illusion to keep us in the matrix and what's really real and what we're really supposed to be focusing on.
Ooh.
And I think that that's where I'm at with it this year. I hope that I see people becoming more grounded, taking their shoes off, putting their feet in the soil, holding on to the trees, listening to them, listening to the universe. I hope that we are downloading the information that comes to us, because I do believe this is supposed to be our year of greatness. And I do think that this is what's happening to us right now. We're going through some of the toughest times in our lives because it's supposed to be so great in the next portion that there's no room for the stuff that we had going on. So it's like the finality of everything. So I'm hoping that in this year that we have coming, that we are all enlightened to greatness, because that's where I feel like we're at right now.
And it's like, listen, as you're speaking, like, all I'm seeing is like coals, the pressure turning into diamonds. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like I'm in. Anyways, yeah, that's heavy. That's heavy. We're being tried, and we're coming through shiny.
Mm-hmm. I like that. For myself, I could just simply say, just more happiness. Mm-hmm. My goodness, we're all going through something. I was just like, just more happiness, please. And genuine happiness. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, not the fake happiness.
No fake until you make it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just real happiness. You know, and more money in our bank accounts. Yeah. Yes. I'm not being real now. I'm being real now. Yeah. More weight loss for myself. Yeah. And, you know, just more time with my fat time. Time. That's one thing we can't take for granted. I know I joke a lot, but time. We cannot take time for granted. And I just wish that we would, like you kind of said, slow down and just embrace time with the people that love us. Yep. You know what I'm saying? In spaces where we're supposed to be, not forced to be, you know? And if we're not there, you make your own table. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying we have to embrace, I want us to embrace more time because that's like one thing we really do take for granted. That's something I noticed in 2022 for myself.
Because it flew by, too.
It went really quiet.
I don't understand where 2022 went.
That's what I'm saying. I remember January, I was like, okay, it's slow. And then, woo, February came and then that's it.
And look then, at us now. December.
It's 2023. You know what I mean?
No, giving perspective, because again, another random conversation I was having an ex-graduate. So we were talking about like, where is the time going, right? But now if you take into perspective how much time we invest in social media, we don't take it into perspective. But think about it. If you just spend a 10, 15 minutes scrolling through a thing, and it's like, it seems soft, but there's only 4-15 minutes in every hour, right?
Yeah.
And we only have 24 hours in a day. So you could blow hours not realizing it in a day. And then let's subtract those who are sleeping, right?
Right.
Right? Because these days, it's like, because we wasted so much goddamn time on social media, we're sacrificing our sleep. We gotta catch up. So enough of us are barely sleeping. Like we're going out, you know, we're napping. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but real talk, let's say we subtract like 6 hours out of that just to get some kind of rest in. That's leaving you at 18. Guys, like I'm a terrible example because I eat on the go all the time. I eat standing up even if I don't have to. It's such a bad habit. Wow. I don't know. All my health people who are listening is like, Farrah, I told you stop doing that. But now it's such a terrible habit. I'm so used to doing stuff on the go that I literally there could be nothing going on. I'm just going to eat standing up.
You should imagine what your spiritual people are saying right now.
Lord, I'm sure I'm feeling it right now. They're trying to send me, bro, where are you? You're not on course. You're way off course. Because I'm just like I'm going. But that's just something for us to take into perspective. If I could put a wish out to any and everybody, it'd be like just to diet off the social media.
Yeah.
Like we got to figure out how to do it. Because, guys, it is a drug. Let's not front. It's like, even for myself, where I'm talking to Solo, that's one of our biggest Achilles heels. Like, we both bat each other up because I'll do random things. Like, I'll make two sales, register two new members, yay, and decide I'm celebrating by going on Instagram. And it's like, how is that a celebration? Gotcha. How is wasting time doing just checking things a celebration? And then that quick check, 45 minutes later, I'm like, wait, I spent more time than this, than like scrolling through this, than actually working and making money. And then at the end of the day, I'm mad at myself. I'm like, I couldn't make my money today still. Today was a bad day. Yeah, you know. You know, and guys, this is a reality. I'm just speaking my truth, but it's like, I'm sure I'm not the only one. Guys, like, think they conveniently coined it Instagram, guys. Like, we are on drugs, guys.
Wow.
Guys, we are on drugs.
My thing, as you said that, I have to pay attention to is refocusing. Because I watch TV while on the phone.
Do you?
And okay. And I can watch movies like that. I'll watch episodes and stuff like that. Really? And I'm catching everything, but I like doing one thing at a time. Wow.